This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Improve your health and well-being the natural way with The Medicine Man, next on Plains FM.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike McCammon, Medicine Man. We're here on Plains FM, and we're going to carry on from last week's talk about, we were talking about minerals. We're going to move on to talking about the importance of vitamins. Now, I know this. I can hear you going off already. It's ready to switch off the radio. Could be boring, but I don't think it might not be boring. So come and check it out after this wee song, and we'll talk about the basics of why vitamins are important. Well, g'day, Mike McCammon, the Medicine Man. We're here to talk about some vitamins today, but before we launch into that, maybe a little bit about my exciting week. For a change, talk about my exciting week. I've just had a nice big box of living worms delivered to my door. How exciting can you get? So I've got about 1,000 worms to add to my worm bin this morning. It's very thrilling. Oh, one day I'll get a life, perhaps. No, seriously, worms are a great thing. If you haven't got a worm bin, and if you're into good nutrition, and if you're a gardener, get yourself a worm bin, because those incredible little creatures can turn all your food waste into this nourishing black stuff called worm pea, and you put it on your garden, and it just goes absolutely crazy. And I have to say, my lemon tree is just absolutely loving worm pea at the moment. There's so many buds and blossoms on my lemon tree. It's just going to pack out so much fruit. So for everything else in the garden, even my house plants, I put that worm pea in there. So have a look up worms, you know, having worms there. You can have little ones that go on your kitchen bench too, little units that turn your kitchen waste into goodies. So, worm compost and worm pea. And the last couple of days, me and Storm, we've been making this 20 litres of lemon, garlic and turmeric. That's been quite a mission, 20 litres of blended and pasteurised lemon, garlic and turmeric, this miracle drink, which I've talked about before. And as we're making it, we're just thinking, oh boy, for the next, you know, pandemic that comes along, rather than put all the money into all the pharmaceuticals, wouldn't it be good if we just got a whole lot of lemons and a whole lot of garlic and a whole lot of fresh turmeric, all organic, equal parts, and blended it all up and cooked it along with some black pepper. And you take 30 mils of that in a glass of warm water with maybe a little bit of cayenne pepper, and drink that three times a day. I swear there's hardly a bug that can possibly resist food like that, because, of course, it's loaded with your vitamins. So the talk today is about vitamins. So let's start with vitamin A. Now, vitamin A is fat-soluble, and that's really exciting because we need fat-soluble vitamins, and the fat-soluble vitamins are A, D, and E. And where do you get them? From good old-fashioned cod liver oil. Bit of a concern about vegetarians, because sometimes they might not get enough of the fat-soluble vitamins, but you can get, I think, all three of those from avocados. But anyway, vitamin A being fat-soluble means it requires fats as well as the minerals that we talked about last week for absorption in your digestive tract. So the body, however, can store vitamin A, so you don't necessarily have to take it daily, although I do recommend that people do take one cod liver oil or a teaspoon of cod liver oil every day, just to be sure. So over a period of months, you can build up toxic effects if you have too much of it. However, that's quite rare. I think somebody ate a polar bear liver once and poisoned themselves with too much vitamin A. But fortunately, polar bear liver isn't on our menu in New Zealand. which is a good thing. So in general, what does vitamin A do? Well, it serves to maintain our body's thin coverings called the skin. Also, in other words, all the internal skin and the external skin. So the internal skin is your mucous membranes and the things that covers various organ systems, glands. So what is it specifically? Vitamin A is a pretty important substance. So it counteracts night blindness. So I've got some mates that are actually quite sensitive to sunlight. So if you're quite sensitive to sunlight, you might find by helping yourself to a little bit of vitamin A, but not vitamin A on its own, but take it with its correct balance of the vitamin D and E and omega-3 and omega-6 and all that, and that's a teaspoon of cod liver oil a day, and you might find that you won't be so sensitive to the light, and you'll have better eyesight as well, because it helps your eyes and vision. So we've got a nation of people that have eye problems, so rather than get laser surgery, why don't you do a course of cod liver oil and see what happens? Just give it 3 to 6 months before you decide to go ahead and have surgery. Who knows, okay? If you've got skin problems, acne, impetigo, psoriasis particularly, if you get boils, if you get ulcers, by the way, you can actually apply vitamin A oil externally, and you can get the stuff at the chemist, which is pretty amazing, called Ungvita. Ungvita, I think it's UNGVITA, Ungvita. It's a vitamin A cream or gel, and it's pretty amazing for ulcers. It's a very handy thing. Slightly fishy smell, but big deal. Okay, so vitamin A has been shown to heal ulcers. Again, it's very good for resistance to colds and flus, infections, and particularly in your gastrointestinal system. You get tummy bugs all the time. But if you also get urinary tract infections or respiratory tract infections, cod liver oil again. It also, if you've broken a bone, or if you've got any damaged skin or even damaged organs, it promotes the healing of them. It maintains healthy function of your liver and your reproductive organs too. So if you've got fertility issues, right, you can take some, again, good old-fashioned cod liver oil. It's good for any lung problems because, we've got this mucous membrane covering the lungs. We've got the pleural membrane as well, and that requires vitamin A. And if you put your tongue inside your mouth and just feel that slippery stuff inside your mouth, that is vitamin A that gives that nice slippery protection. So vitamin A is a protective vitamin. It's also good if you've got a person with high thyroid. So if you've got problems with running around like a flea, like a bit of a maniac, you may have hypothyroid, and that means you've got an overactive thyroid gland. So if you have an overactive thyroid gland, you need to take cod liver oil every day. It also helps the growth and the maintenance of healthy bones and skin, hair, teeth, and your gums. So if you've got any dental problems, it's good old-fashioned cod liver oil. Are you getting the picture here? But it also helps to maintain your sex organs. So that's really interesting. Good for libido. Good old-fashioned cod liver oil. Of course, we can get vitamin A from carrots, but you've got to cook the carrots first. And it's a little controversial whether it's as good as good old-fashioned cod liver oil. But any yellow vegetables rich in vitamin A, but not when it's raw. You've got to cook it, converts the carotene into vitamin A. But also vitamin A helps the shortens the duration of illness. If you're sick, if you're taking cod liver oil every day, the likelihood if you get the flu or something like that, you're going to recover much faster when you're using good old-fashioned cod liver oil. So when you look at some of these things, that if you're getting urinary tract infections, for example, and you're going to your doctor time after time, they keep recurring, always think about some basics. Have you got enough vitamin A? Because remember that the mucous membranes, that slippery stuff inside your mouth, is right through your whole body. Every time you breathe, you need the slippery membrane, pleural membrane, to actually, so that tissues can slide over each other. And without the vitamin A, it tends to go like sandpaper, and that's a really good way that bacteria can actually attach and cause infection. So, have I raved enough about vitamin A? I'm not sure, but it's a pretty important vitamin, one of the fat-soluble vitamins. Now, what about natural sources? Well, I've said, cod liver oil half a dozen times already, so obviously cod liver oil is something that I assume everyone's taking, but of course sometimes I find, perish the thought that there's some of you out there that are not using cod liver oil. Perish the thought. But you can get vitamin A from green and yellow vegetables. You can get it from eggs, particularly egg yolk. You can get it from milk and dairy products. You can get it from all yellow fruits and vegetables. You can get it from liver, like lamb's fry. You can get it from fish liver too, so cod liver oil again. And lemon lemongrass is a really nice herb tea you can get vitamin A from. So vitamin A probably, arguably, is the most important fat-soluble vitamin there is. And, you know, if you have any of those problems, eyesight problems, skin problems, infection problems, urinary tract infections, including if you get a cold or a flu and it tends to linger far too long, then you may actually be deficient in vitamin A. Now let's move on to the next one that's really super duper important for us New Zealanders, because I've said before that we have amongst the highest rate of osteoporosis in the world, and yet we have all this dairy products, don't we? But yet we've got problems with calcium in our bones, and we need that dense bone structure. And as you get older, our bones tend to turn like hollow coral and become brittle. So, you know, you've heard of Granny that she slipped and broke a hip, but it may actually be the fact that Granny actually broke a hip and then slipped because the bones were becoming so brittle. So vitamin D is actually necessary for the body to build calcium. So if you're taking a calcium tablet, unless you're getting the correct amount of sunshine, and remember you need to sweat while you're in the sun for it to convert to, you know, to convert the sunshine into vitamin D. So it's not exactly an easy vitamin to get without supplementation, and I think it's really, really important to use some supplements of vitamin D, but again, not on its own. So vitamin D is necessary for your body to build calcium in your bones, but that's not all. It also required to release calcium for the body's use. So most of the calcium in your body, believe it or not, is actually in a liquid form, and vitamin D is really important, along with a good healthy parathyroid gland, to distribute the calcium around. And that's really the key. It's not well understood really out there, but by eating chalk, right, in other words, calcium tablets or oyster shell, is not actually going to get you the calcium that you want, frankly. So anyway, because of this, the vitamin D deficiency is usually related to calcium deficiency as well. So we can receive vitamin D directly from sunshine as well as from what we eat. So those whose clothing, environment, or work schedules limit your exposure to the sun should probably increase your vitamin D intake. It should be noted that once suntan is established, however, the skin no longer absorbs vitamin D from the sun sufficiently. So if you're dark-skinned, you still could get vitamin D deficiency, and actually more prone to vitamin D deficiency. So women who are pregnant and nursing need extra vitamin D, and also children need vitamin D while they're still growing. So there is actually a child's vitamin D that you can take. But again, it's got to be balanced with your vitamin A and your vitamin E. But what are the benefits? What are the other benefits of vitamin D? Well, it prevents rickets. You don't see that much now, but that's bone deformity. And that's a pretty powerful thing, isn't it? You've got good vitamin D, you can distribute the calcium properly and your bones won't grow all crooked. But it's not uncommon when in examining people in my clinic, naturopathic clinic, to see that one leg's shorter than the other, that there's distortion bow legs, especially when you get older. I'm finding distortion in the spine and the neck and the upper thoracic spine. And we're finding that it may be deviating to the left or the right, or it may be just not being in its nice, beautiful S-shaped curve that it should be. And that S-shaped curve acts like a kind of a shock absorber, is more flexible, and sometimes with calcium problems. Lack of vitamin D, the spine can become distorted. It can also become quite rigid, and so that also relates to vitamin D. But vitamin B builds strong bones, as I've said, but also teeth. You need vitamin D to actually get that calcium build up in your enamel of teeth. But vitamin D is also good for building the blood plasma. That's all the goodies in the blood. It's infected in treating eye problems again, vitamin D as well. It also relieves conjunctivitis, so it's good for infections in the eyes. When you take it along with vitamin A and vitamin C, vitamin D can actually help prevent colds. And again, it helps the body not only to just use calcium, but it also helps the body to use phosphorus, which is a brain nutrient. Where do we get vitamin D from? Well, we get it from milk. Now, some people are dairy intolerant, so that's going to be a problem. But we'll get vitamin D from dairy products. You get it from the sun, and not a good idea to get out there in midday sun, but just have some evening sun or early morning sun. Even 10 or 15 minutes is a good way to get it. On your bare skin, it's always good to have a little bit of a sweat up if you want to absorb the vitamin D properly. It's rich in egg yolks, and I have to say that not many people eat raw egg yolks, but I have to say they are delicious. If you like the taste of peanut butter, just try a raw egg yolk. You know, give the the white of the egg to the worm farm and take the egg yolk because it's absolutely delicious. Again, fish liver oils, sardines are absolutely loaded with it, herring, salmon and tuna. But of course, cod liver oil will give you both the vitamin A and the D. Now, let's talk about vitamin E. So I think it's 1 in 4 or is there more than that? We have a terrible problem with cardiovascular disease in this country. And yes, it's a lot of it's related to, lack of exercise. But then there's a lot of people that have been out there on a run and dropped dead with heart attacks. And they've been fit as trout, haven't they? They've been really fit. So it could actually have something to do with lack of vitamin E too. There's a possibility that vitamin E could actually lead one more susceptible to heart attacks. So vitamin E acts to control unsaturated fatty acids in the body. It affects virtually all your body tissues. It's more potent when taken together with selenium. So again, we've talked about the minerals last week and how important. There's no point in taking vitamins, even cod liver oil, unless you have full saturation of minerals. And we talked about that, and perhaps we'll have a talk about how do you know you're deficient in minerals. Well, as you're sitting there now or driving there now, or whatever you're doing, guaranteed that you're deficient in minerals unless you're on a good mineral formula. That's guaranteed you're deficient in minerals because, like I said last week, our soils are deficient in the minerals. Vitamin E is really important for the action of vitamin A. So here we go. Why don't we take vitamins separately? Because they're all synergistic with each other. You've got to take them with the others. It's a bit like a football team. Leave one man out and you could lose the game. So vitamin E boosts the action of vitamin A. And if you're drinking chlorinated water, funny that, if you're drinking chlorinated water, hello Christchurch. And if you're pregnant or if you're nursing or taking birth control pills, or if you're going through menopause, you may in fact need extra vitamin E because all those things tax your vitamin E. Okay, vitamin E may be applied directly to treatment of wounds or other skin disorders. By the way, you can put vitamin E cream on skin disorders. But vitamin E will not actually, even though it's a fat-soluble vitamin, it isn't retained well in the body, and you should take it every day. And that's why, again, I recommend a really good vitamin A, D, and E supplement. So specifically, though, the benefits of vitamin E, it strengthens and protects your reproductive system, your muscular system, circulatory system, skeletal system, and nervous system. Vitamin E increases circulation. It's a natural antioxidant. It stops you rusting. It helps prevent arteriosclerosis and helps to prevent blood clots. It's used in the treatment of gangrene, nephritis, rheumatic fever, eye problems, diabetes, right, and congenital heart disease, even varicose veins. It's quite an extensive list of stuff here, but it prevents or lessens scar tissue. You can rub it on scar tissue, both internal and external, and it's really important to have after you've had surgery for a heart disease or a heart attack. It aids in the healing of wounds, chronic ulcers, and skin diseases. It protects your respiratory system from the pollution of our atmosphere, increases fertility. It prevents premature aging. Isn't that amazing? Improves endurance for athletes or just all of us. And it helps prevent miscarriage. It's really great for fatigue. If you're tired and exhausted, vitamin E may be the problem. It strengthens the heart. It carries oxygen. And where do we get it from? Well, we can get it from wheat germ. We can get it from vegetable oils, but make sure you get the right ones. Olive oil is probably one of the best. Peanuts, you can get it from peanuts as long as you're not intolerant to peanuts. A lot of people are. Whole grain cereals, but again, there's lectins in whole grain cereals, so be careful with them. But you'll get it from green leafy vegetables. But here's the thing, you can get lots of vitamin E from broccoli, spinach, and eggs. But of course, I'm a fan of cod liver oil. So isn't that interesting when you look at all those symptoms and how many of you out there have actually been to the doctor for or any health professional for any one of those symptoms or more of those symptoms and are treated with a pharmaceutical preparation. And I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do, but I'm saying there may be a way to look at it another way that it could actually be a vitamin deficiency. And what the most important message here is, as last week we talked about the minerals, that before you do anything, before you leap to any other conclusion, first of all, look have a look at your tongue. If you've got cracks in the tongue, you're mineral deficient. If you've got white flecks in the nails, you're mineral deficient. If your skin is dry, you've got mineral deficient. And then there's all these other symptoms that tell you that you're vitamin deficient. Wouldn't it be a good idea to spend, maybe if it's not a serious issue, to spend, say, 3 or 4 months building up your mineral reserve and building, and then once your mineral reserve is in full saturation, then your vitamins going to take off. And then at least take your fat-soluble vitamins, because you can get the water-soluble vitamins from the foods that you're eating, lots of green vegetables and so forth, particularly if they're organic. But I do believe that your fat-soluble vitamins do need supplementation. So when it comes to the very basics of supplementation, it's a mineral formula. There's actually 2 or 3 different sorts of minerals, and fat-soluble vitamins together give the foundations of good health, good eyesight, good immunity, good resilience, lots of energy, and so on and so forth. So there's a little bit of blurb about vitamins and minerals, but particularly today was about fat-soluble vitamins and the importance, and they're very justified as daily supplements. Thanks for listening to this, and we'll catch up next week with something even more exciting. This is Mike McCammon, the Medicine Man, on Plains FM, and have a great week and be nice to other people.